It is a distinct honor for me to introduce the next speaker this morning, as it would be to introduce any of the illustrious Rabbanim who are here. Rabbi Menachem Penner, besides being the Max and Marion Grill Dean of Reitz, is truly one of the great Darshanim that I have ever heard, and dare I say, our era. I've told many a friend and colleague that he is on my personal Mount Rushmore of Darshanim, who I turn to. I see I'm getting looks from Rabbi Prezantsky. Obviously, B'nai Yeshurun has its own Mount Rushmore in my mind, and Rabbi Prezantsky, Rabbi Schreier, Rabbi Zatz, I think maybe me, I'm the fourth. I remember the first time I had the opportunity to hear Rabbi Penner when I was studying Yeshiva Shalavim. He gave a sicha. I remember to this day, it was about 13 years ago, exactly what he said. It was incredible. I would actually even reference it now, but it's very apropos to the moment. I don't know if that's what he's going to say today, so I don't want to take that from him. But personally, he has been a resource for me. The first drasha I ever wrote to give in B'nai Yeshurun, I sent it to Rabbi Penner. I asked him to look it over. And despite the great responsibility and weight of hundreds and truly thousands of Talmidim in the yeshiva program, that day he called me up to discuss, to critique, to give advice. And as luck would have it, I got a call from Rabbi Prezantsky that Thursday that there was a miscommunication. I was actually making my debut the next week. So never had the opportunity to give that drasha, but I still cherish that moment with Rabbi Penner. Since then, I have not bothered him. The communication has improved since, if I can say. But it really is a privilege, and besides just being such an insightful and tremendous orator and wise Rav, I think what truly causes myself and the rest of the Musmachim to really try to emulate Rabbi Penner can be summed up in a Gemara based on a Pasuk in yesterday's Haftorah. Imdome l'malach Hashem Tzavakos, as Rabbi Berman was referring to the Malach, if he is similar to an angel of God, then yivakshu Torah mipihu. Then you should seek out Torah and advice from such a Rav. V'imlav, al yivakshu Torah mipihu. If he's wise and has other qualities, but he is lacking that quality of being Domeh L'malach Hashem Tzavakos, a dedicated, completely dedicated emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is his guiding light. If that is lacking, then there is no point in seeking out his Torah. That is certainly someone who Rabbi Penner is, and that is trickle down to the Mismachim, such as our Rabbanim here in B'nai Yeshurun. So with that in mind, it's a kavod gadol to hear some words of Torah from Rabbi Penner.
One of the nice things about being on Mount Rushmore is that you stay looking exactly the same. It's as someone who grew up in Fairlawn and in Teaneck, it is remarkable for me to be able to stand before you today, to be able to watch the continuation of this very, very important Kehila, and to see you usher in a new era at the time of Rabbi Schreier. Bishus, just about everyone in the room, all the other Rabbanim in front, we'll go with Rabbi Berman's very extensive list of those who he welcomed, but Yeshakoach to the search committee for finding such a wonderful, wonderful Rav to lead your Kehila. We wake up today to a new day. A new day after a very difficult time of searching, a path leading to find the right one, filled with a lot of darkness, a lot of time sequestered away. Yes, that's the journey that we wake up to in this coming week's parsha of Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. A man on a search, a man looking for the right one. He too ended up with four. But a man looking for the right one, who has a dream of a ladder that starts at the ground and reaches to Shemayim, and he wakes up. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnato vayomer achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. God is here. Here in this sanctuary. Here in this sanctuary that I spent so much time as a young man. The Anochi lo yadati. But I couldn't appreciate it then. And perhaps on some level we don't appreciate it even now. The holiness that is in this room, the things that have happened here in the old main shul, the lives that have been touched, the families that have been formed, the history, as I see on this card, of B'nai Shurin and the role that it has played in molding American Jewry. Vayira vayomar manora hamakom hazeh. How awesome is this place? Ein zeh ki im beit Elokim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. This is the house of God, and this is, you'll excuse me, the stairway, the gate to heaven. Says the Ramban, Shara Shamayim, Hu Beit HaMikdash, Shehu Sha'ar La'alot Misham HaTfilot VeHaKorbanot LaShamayim. This is the Beis HaMikdash, and now I understand that there are places where our tefillos can go more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But there are places where our tefillos go more directly to the Ribono Shel Olam. As the Sforno says, V'zeh ha-sulam sheraiti. That was the ladder that I saw. Moresh min ha-makom shehayabo ha-sulam. Yishma ha-kel yisparach ha-nitzav alav. Es tefilas ha-mispal. That ladder, if I come to the right place, if I come to shul, there's a ladder that my tefillos go up to Shemayim. With all due respect, that ladder is not found in the backyard. That ladder is not found on the front porch. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to point out that Jews like to have daven. They don't really like to daven, they like to have daven. We walk out of shul with a geschmack. I did it. Sometimes a little early. They're still doing it, but I did it. I'm walking out. I did it. We like that feeling of having davened. But if our davening is not just there to fulfill an obligation, if it's there because we truly believe that our tefillos matter, that we truly believe that our tefillos make a difference, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants those tefillos, then we'll find a place that has a ladder. We'll find a place where we know that our tefillos will go up to Shammai. And that's back in the shul. It's a difficult time for shuls across the country. And of course we need to continue to remain vigilant and safe. And kol hakavod to this community and to YU community who led the way in keeping people safe. But when it is safe, we have to go back and find that ladder. We have to come back, we have to center around our shuls, our mikdash ma'at, because it's here that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is it exactly that Yaakov sees? He says, Ein zeh ki im beit Elokim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. A little poetry here, a little Tehillim sounding. This place is the Beit Elokim, and it's the Shar to Shamayim. What's the difference between a house and a gateway? I once heard in my years in the Gush, I heard from Rav Lichtenstein on a Friday night, an explanation of this pasuk that changed the way I would look at shul forever. Rav Lichtenstein said so simply, with such large Latin words that I could barely understand, but I went and asked people and I finally figured it out. He explained, what's the difference between a house and a gateway? He said, a house is something you use to contain. It's a place to put all your things. A gateway is something you look through to get to a place that you have not yet reached. A gateway, a shar, represents not that which is in your hands, but that which is just beyond your reach. Says the Ramban, who Beis HaMikdash? This is what the Beis HaMikdash had to be. It was a place that held many holy things. It had the Mizbeach, it had the Kelim, it had the Aron HaKodesh. It housed the most precious things that we had as a people. But people came to the Beis HaMikdash not just to stand there inside a room, most of it was outside with our holy things, but to look through a shaar, to look through a gateway, to see a glimpse of the Ribono Shel Olam, to come home and say, what did you see when you came to the Beis HaMikdash? And you come home and you say, I saw so much, but I realized there's so much I couldn't see. There's so much beyond. It wasn't only a bayis. It wasn't only a Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't only a Beit Elokim. It was a shaar. It was a gateway to reach some other place. And that, he explained, is what every shul needs to be. A shul is not a place simply to fulfill our religious obligations. To have seats and people and provide cover so people could get together, a place to put the Torahs. A shul has, and this shul has always been, a place to find something more. To leave the shul more than you were when you walked in. Not simply to have davened, but to have made a connection. Every shul, every Beis Knesses has to be a bayis and a shaar. And as we move forward, our community, and we come back to the bayis, and we come back to the Beis HaKnesses, and we once again form and become a community, we cannot forget that these places also have to be she'arim. The same shul you've always attended, but now a new rav to uplift you. It's a bayis, it's a place to fulfill my religious obligations, but it's a shaar to become a better Jew. It's a bayis where I can learn the daf, but it's a shaar to realize there's more to Gemara than just the daf. And maybe there's something Rabbi Schreier is teaching. Maybe there's something he learned from Rav Rosenzweig that goes beyond. It's a shaar. It's a bias to connect to people in your shul. But this has to be a shaar to connect to Klal Yisrael and to Eretz Yisrael. It's a bias to find a minyan. It's got to be a shaar to meet the Ribono Shel Olam. Recently, my four-year-old niece got the opportunity to daven in a shul, another shul in Teaneck, a wonderful shul. I was talking to her about how things were. I said, you went to the house of Hashem? She said, yes. I didn't see him there. We have to look through that shadow when we come to shul, Rabosai. It has to be a bias to meet a friend and a shaar to meet a new family attracted to the shul. A bias to bring your children to groups and a shaar to secure your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. It's a bias where we come to feel comfortable, where we come to sit in the seat that we're used to sitting. But it has to be a shaar where you hear somebody shrying every week. You can be more. And it's also a bias where you come because you support Congregation B'nai Yeshurun and you want this shul to succeed. But you have to realize that you are a shar. Because what happens in B'nai Yeshurun affects the entire Jewish community. B'nai Yeshurun stands at the center of our movement. B'nai Yeshurun plays a role so much larger than the number of seats in this room. This can't just be a bias. It needs to be a shar where you show what a shul can do, where you lead by example, and where you serve as a tower, as a mikdash ma'at, for communities across the country. That's the spirit that you have had, and that's the spirit that you need to rekindle under a new rav in Rabbi Schreier and Rina. I spent the Shabbos amongst our Hasidish brethren. Was that a renewal, kidney donation Shabbaton? Spent the Shabbos among Strimlach. So I'm going to end with a Svas Emes. I figured I needed an introduction how I could do that. It's such a good Svas Emes. The Svas Emes points out that there are actually three names for our patriarch Yaakov. You always thought there were two. One of the names is Yaakov. And Yaakov is the name that we use when we speak of this world. Yaakov is down here. Yaakov is the goof. When he rises to great heights, when he gets to his eventual place, and we should all be getting to that place soon, he's called Yisrael. That always has to remain the goal. That's the neshama. But there's another name. Yeshurun. Straight. Yeshurun, he explains, comes from that ladder. Yeshurun explains the Svas Emes is that connection between heaven and earth. It's this milestones chart that they gave out on the way in, which I'm finding fascinating, having grown up in Bergen County. But flip it over. Start with June 1958. And see how much the community has grown till we get to the top of the ladder and the installation of Rabbi Schreier. Rabbi Schreier, this is in your blood. Like Rabbi Berman, my charge isn't just to you. Because you have a passion to climb that ladder and to bring everybody else up with you. My charge is to you, the Kehila, the community of Teaneck, to serve as that model for our entire community, to grow together with the Schreiers to new heights, to climb that ladder, to make this not just a Beit Elokim, but to make it B'nai Yeshurun, a place of a ladder, a place that we start down here with everyday people and enjoying each other's company and coming in and seeing each other over a coffee in the morning, but we leave somewhere in Shemayim. Our kehilos can do this. We need to return to the bias. And then we need to ascend to Shemayim. Rabbi Schreier, there's nothing that anybody here wants more than for that vision to be found under your leadership. We wish you tremendous hatzlacha. We are here as a yeshiva, as an institution for you, as this community and this shul remains at the center of everything that we do. Mazal tov, much hatzlacha in bringing everybody up that ladder with you. Thank you.